ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The electoral votes that will see Donald Trump taking the oath of office in 2 weeks will be counted before a joint session of Congress today. There's extra security in place because of the violence on Capitol Hill 4 years ago following Donald Trump's 2020 loss. Today, President Biden heads to the site of the New Year's truck ramming on Bourbon Street.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are expected to arrive in New Orleans in the late afternoon today. The White House says there they will grieve with the families and community members impacted by the tragic attack on January 1st and meet with state and local officials. Tonight, the Bidens will attend an interfaith prayer service for peace and healing hosted by the Archdiocese of New Orleans at the city's cathedral. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel have filed a federal lawsuit challenging the Biden administration's decision to block their proposed $15 billion deal. The move was the first time a U.S. president blocked a merger between a U.S. and Japanese firm. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole